The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey guys, before you guys embark into our podcast, The Open Bottle Talk here on Chill Lover Radio, we wanted to go ahead and let you guys know, first and foremost, that this show contains adult, and I do mean strong adult situations, dark humor, and above all, vulgar language. If you're a person who has a weak constitution or any of the things that I stated in this warning, please go ahead and turn this off. No hard feelings. And by the way, Frank, yes, is there anything else you want to throw in there?
If you're Sandy, you might want to leave.
Fair enough. Enjoy. Also, you guys have been warned. Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the Open Bottle Talk. My name is Key.
I'm Frank.
And today we want to let you guys know that at the end of the show, we want you guys to head over to check out chilloverradio.net. At the same time, after you're done listening to the great music that they provide, head over to obsbeers.com and get all your beer needs that one group can provide. Now, with that said, guys, today we're on a really interesting adventure for beer. Today was my pick for the five beers. And Frank, how do you feel about the beers that I pretty much picked?
It's interesting, man. You're all over the place. I like this random draw that we keep doing, but you are truly all over the place tonight.
Why, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, so if this is your first time tuning in, and it's kind of, hopefully this is not your first time. All right, Frank, I haven't seen you in a week. How you been?
All right, man. I got a little bit of a cold, but that's going to happen when you're working with kids all the time.
Right.
But feeling a little bit better. I've got a short week coming up. Really excited. Election Day. I've never been happier for Election Day.
Why is that?
Because I have it off.
Oh, yeah. You do have it off.
It's the first time I have it off. So I don't care about the election.
Right.
I care about having the day off.
Hey, nothing wrong with a little mental
break. And then I have Friday off. And Friday I do care about because it's Veterans Day. And that's, you're a veteran, my friend.
That is correct. I am actually, I'm going to have that day off one way or another.
I thank you for your service. And a lot of people out there would thank you for your service.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. You're a teacher, right?
Yeah.
I thank you for your services.
I appreciate
it. I mean, somebody that's willing to watch my kids versus me, hey, fuck it. I'm very, very happy on that.
Amen, brother.
As far as for me, just work is work. The beer show on the website's been going great as far as us knocking out all these new videos that we have, because I mean, we're stockpiled.
Yeah,
like it's ridiculous how far we've been stockpiled. 374 more to go.
Wow.
So, you know, that's just adding to it. And actually, I came across three new styles that weren't even listed on there, so I was very happy to put those up. We changed buttons around.
Mm-hmm.
We played some new graphics, and I think we're looking in the future for doing a new layout on obsbeers.com.
Website looks awesome.
All right, well, we're looking for something a little more interactive. We added a testimonial.
Yep.
People are allowed to do comments.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working on an AI for the website.
Oh, nice.
So when we're not able to be on there,
right,
the robot can take care of all beer questions.
Okay.
So, you know, something that's going to build. I'm looking at probably 8 months on that.
Yep.
And other than that, man, I'm just happy to be here. I'm always happy to be here, man. And this is probably one of the most important things we do as far as open bottle society goes. We're now talking like we normally would, but we're being recorded for a podcast. Yeah. And I think that's a great evolution of how important beer is. Now, the misconception is, oh, you're going to get fat. We've already been fat before beer, so it doesn't really matter. Two, the lifestyle of beer and the thought process of beer with the newer generation is way better because they're out there inventing new beers. Home brewing is like booming so big because there's so many new breweries coming and going.
Yeah.
And I do want to say, give some sad news. Carbach in Texas.
I saw that.
Got bought out by InBev. Is there dirty how they do it? Why can't they be a really good team of businessmen?
Mm-hmm.
And stay in the back. You know how many investors that are out there that just stay in the back going, yep, that's my money. But they don't have their name or they don't need to know. They'd be like, here, we're going to help you out. We just want some of that action.
Well, it's about business now. And that it's no, for them, it's no longer about brewing. It's all about business. I mean, brewing is a business. But for InBev, it's literally all about the business now. They're going around and just buying people up. And how can you say no to stupid money?
If you believe in the principle of hypocrisy, then you would turn it down.
Dudes,
I hate to tell you.
I would sell the brewery and I'd start another one.
Oh, so you would just do another one?
Hell yeah.
So you would sell your first go.
Sell it and do another one.
But they're not doing that. They're just staying. See, that's a great way to look at it, but they're not, nothing wrong with people listening. If you got a dream and someone offers you buku dollars, fuck it, you made it. You know, if you can buy new prints. Mm. I get it. But at the same time, if you're a brewery that's all about the true meaning behind a craft beer, which is camaraderie, flavor, the interaction with the public, and all that wholesome shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you get bought out, that wholesome shit goes away, especially with a company that literally talks shit about the craft beer community.
Right.
They literally do it to your face. They make commercials after commercials after commercials. Craft beer sucks.
I hear what you're saying.
But they go and go buy it up. So why be a hypocrite?
Stupid money.
You know what it is? It's like a rich kid who don't like nobody having nothing.
Right. So instead of taking his toys and going home, he's going to buy all the toys.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? No, you can't have that. I'm going to buy that.
I hear you.
And I think that's just a real shitty way to express beer. Okay. Yep. Yes, it's a business. But that's a shitty business practice. They're going. Okay. Remember the housing market?
Yeah.
Bubble, 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 pop.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen to InBev. Big, 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 big. Nobody will buy anything by InBev unless they change their practices. If they say, okay, we want your company. But we know why people love you. We just want to own it. Here's your money. Don't change nothing.
But maybe that's what they're protecting it against. By buying craft breweries or labeling stuff like Shock Top as a craft brewery,
right?
They tap into that market where the Budweiser market is shrinking. So they're supplementing
right
that Budweiser money with their craft brewery acquisitions.
But here's the thing.
Mm.
Even if they were doing that,
yeah,
they're still going around being a bunch of bitches.
Okay.
They really are. Think about it. It was, okay, you read the article like I did.
Yeah.
People are pissed in Texas.
Sure.
If I was someone who was literally pissed, what do? You don't buy that product no more.
Right.
You say, fuck it. Now, Carbach bellies up.
Right.
Now, the guy who invented Carbach, the brewmasters, all of them, they made their money. It's fine. And hopefully they go and make another brewery. It's right. A great fucking idea, but are they going to do it is the question. And what happens to that backlash? You just lost revenue off of your money.
True.
So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
You made it, but your product failed.
Yeah.
And I just think that's a shitty way to go,
to be honest.
All right, guys. Sorry we didn't get into it, but I got to vent, man. Everybody knows. Look, I personally would love to sit down with I really personally would love to sit down with InBev and just pick their brains on why.
Why is easy? Money.
But I mean, well, okay. Let's take the money. So let's take the money out.
You can't take the money out.
Why dog what you're buying? That's the question. Why do you have to make fun of craft breweries, but you buy them? Why do you do that? What's behind that marketing type of scheme?
I think they dog the craft brewery movement to appeal to the Budweiser drinker. The guy who is picking up his 30-pack of Bud or Bud Light, come rain or shine, and their friends are saying, oh, no, you got to try this, man. You got to try this IPA. You got to try this blueberry wheat. You got to try this, that, the other thing. They're getting inundated to try to go outside of that comfort zone of Budweiser or Miller or Coors. You know, it doesn't, right, doesn't really matter. It's all these big guys that are doing it. And in order to try to block that, what they do is they go out and they buy the craft breweries.
All right. Well, I see there. Well, all right. You make a good point.
Of course I do.
You're a very smart man. No wonder you're a teacher. Now, I have one more thing to discuss before we get into this. So what's your favorite brewery out there? What's your favorite beer? If we can get it out here, what would be the one beer? We've had it before.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite brewery? If you could get it out here on a regular, what's your favorite brewery?
So my favorite brewery that we can't get out here.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Ooh.
I'll give you a hint.
Probably.
It starts with a Y.
No.
No?
No.
Lord Chesterfield.
No, not even that.
No, that wouldn't be it?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I think I would go for probably St. Arnold.
All right, St. Arnold. We've got some St. Arnolds in the back, I promise you. Mm-hmm. Now, the only reason why I brought up Lord Chesterfield, who's one of our favorite characters on the show,
right,
which is actually, do you remember the brewery that Lord Chesterfield belongs to?
Yes, I do, my friend.
And what is the name of that brewery?
Yingling.
Did you hear what happened to Yingling in the past months?
Yes, I've heard.
And how do you feel about that personally?
You know what? I think personally, the owner of Yingling expressed his free speech rights as far as who he was going to endorse for president. He's not saying that Yingling Brewery endorses Donald Trump.
Right
he
now.
He says him as a person.
Right.
But
let me ask you.
The public backlash has been to boycott Yingling.
Well, now, here's the thing I'm going to ask you. So for those that are tuning in that are listening, all right, so Yingling's the man himself, the guy, the owner himself, stated his freedom of speech, and he stated he's endorsing Trump. Now, the problem with that is, here you are as a big figure, right? Everyone knows Yingling, especially on the East Coast. The gay community on the East Coast ripped out every keg product and everything.
Mm.
Every gay bar, every gay establishment, anybody who even supports gays, which we don't give a shit who you put your dick in or scissor with, we don't care. As long as you like beer, you are family to us. They started boycotting. Now, here's the question, Frank. You're a smart guy here. Do you think that was a smart business decision on his part to even open up his mouth to where he was caught saying something like that, especially from a business standpoint? Money's money, right? If we go back to what InBev does, we're going back to money. Was that a smart move to lose your money? Because it doesn't matter. If we sold kegs everywhere in our brewery, I want to get the money.
Yeah.
I want us out there.
I think that, was it a smart move as a businessman? Probably not.
That's the only part. Now, as far as your personal American right, well, that's what I serve for, is for you to do your free speech.
Mm.
You know, whatever, that's fine. But also at the same time, you also have to respect other people's free speech and free decision to do what it is. But from a business standpoint, I think that was so stupid.
Yeah, but they'll survive.
Of course. You mean, there's so many people who are diehard. They'll do Yinglings well before
I would.
Budweiser and stuff like that. So, you know, but I just wanted to touch bases because I know you were like, man, Yinglings this and Yinglings that. So, all right, guys. So here we go, guys. So now we just kind of got into a little political, and that's all right. I enjoy doing that with
you. That's the season.
Hey, you know what? It was a good conversation.
And it's almost over, thank God.
Yes, it is. All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm going to let Frank tell you the four beers that we're going to do plus the dessert.
So from Barley Forge Brewing Company, we're going to be drinking Nom Nom Mango Wheat Beer. Yum. From Denali Brewing out of Talkeetna, Alaska, it's a Slow Down Brown, Spice Brown Ale. That should be interesting. From Trogues, we're drinking Sunshine Pills. From Leinenkugel, Beer Garten Tart, which is a Berliner Weiss beer. And the dessert beer for tonight will be Beechwood Blendery Propagation Series 1.3E5. Oh, my Lord.
We'll get into a little more detail about this.
It's going to be scary.
So, guys, we want to say thank you again for always letting us be in your ear hole, keeping it wet. We want to thank ChillLoverRadio.net for allowing us to be here and fuck some shit up. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is we're going to get started and do what we do best. We'll see you in 2 seconds. All right, guys, we are back, and right now I'm a little excited. So for me, this brewery is normally 75% on the mark for it. I haven't had an issue with these guys with all their new series and their new revamps, even down to their logos and just their customer service at the beer festivals. They have improved tenfold. All right, Mr. Frank, what are we doing?
We're going to be drinking Leinenkugel's Beer Garten Tart. It's a Berliner Weiss inspired beer.
Okay.
If you want some more information on Leinenkugel, www.leine.com. Like Liney. Sounds like Heine.com.
Line Kugel. Line. What's ABV on this?
I don't rightly see it.
Let me see, Matt, because I know it's actually
4.8.
Yeah, 4.8?
4.8%.
Okay.
These guys are out of Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, hey, that's where Miller is. All right, guys. So here we go. I'm gonna go ahead and crack this open. So what are you expecting from this, Mr. LeFranc?
Going on Berliner Weiss, which I've had before. It should be on the. It's not gonna be sour. It's gonna be tart.
Right.
So it will be most Berliner Weisses that tartness hits you up front, but. Not, it doesn't stay with you the whole way like a sour will.
Right.
So, should be interesting.
Very nice. All right, we're just going to position that bottle right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to ask Frank one random question before we start. Frank, how do you like the label on this beer?
It's interesting. It looks like it's a park scene, maybe Oktoberfest, beer garden-ish. I mean, it's called Beer Garden Tart, so.
And it's on a picnic table.
Yeah. That's so, something kind of light and fun. I think that's what they're aiming for.
Hey, you know what else is light and fun?
I have no idea.
A 98-pound anorexic whore. That's light and fun. So here we go, guys. Cheers to the smell. Let's rock and roll. Ooh. All right, so for me, what did you say? Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of our hostages. Her name is Bernadette. Bernadette, say hello to the people.
Hi.
Her voice got kind of deep. Frank, take your dick out of her mouth and relax.
I'm sorry, man.
That's all right.
I'm trying to relax.
Hey, her mouthpiece got the good meat hole. We'll worry about that later. Ladies and gentlemen, let's keep going with the smell. I'm getting some really, really good soft notes of berries. I'm getting like that berry juice a little bit. Mm. I'm getting a lot of biscuit, or I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm getting the yeast profile, a little bit of some of that grain going on.
Yeah.
And it's also... It's pleasantly supple, sweet, or almost like a fruit a parfait. I almost said parfait,
okay.
But a parfait. You know what I'm talking about? Like that nice breakfast in the morning smoothie smell. You know, it's the best way I can throw it in there with a touch of vitamins.
Okay.
So
I'm going to go in a little different direction. To me, I don't get biscuit.
Okay.
I get a lot of sweetness, almost ciderish.
I could see that.
Sticking with your kind of fruit salad theme that you're talking about.
Like a good tossed fruit salad.
Like breakfast.
Not like Zach.
No.
Okay, that's a different fruit salad.
I'm thinking like the syrup in that canned fruit salad.
You know what I like about syrup? You can definitely toss my salad with syrup because I don't like jelly. That shit's too sticky.
Okay.
So, all right, guys. So, we've got that going on. All right. What? I just thought I'd throw it in there.
Sure.
I'm sorry. This is me and you can be comfortable.
Right.
You know, we're recording.
Right.
No one's really watching us unless you're watching on Periscope or it's live.
Watching live.
Yeah, if you're watching on Periscope, check us out at OBS Beers. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and like that shameless plug.
Very good.
See how I work that in?
Yeah.
It's usually how I get the anal. All right, so here we go, guys. Cheers to the taste. Here we go. All right, so as Berliner Weiss goes, there's always, for me, there's always like a lemon curd type of twang to it.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, that's how I know my Berliner Weisses. They're not, like you said, they're not sour. They're a little tangy. This is absolutely tart. It's definitely has some really good citrus notes. If I had to break it down, like I said, lemon curd, maybe a touch of lemon, not lime. And I'll tell you what, like an off-putting pineapple, like a little bit of that juice in there, just a little bit, and pear juice.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of those things kind of give it more of that, like you said, that cider smell. It's that little touch of cider going on here. And with all that's going on, it's not a very chewy beer. It's almost watery. The ABV is just nice. And again, like you said, this is like an outdoorsy.
Yep.
I think it goes very well with the label. With that picnic table, I think that is just downright really cool. So
yeah, I get a lot of lemon. It's very tart in the front, and then it just kind of balances out. Go ahead, interrupt.
You ever had watermelon? I mean, as a black guy, of course, it goes right next to the chicken. Okay, so you okay? Like, so as you eat watermelon, have you scraped when you got down to the rind?
Yeah.
And then that little tart you hit.
Yep.
That's what I'm getting. That watermelon rind white part. When you scrape, and you're like, oh my god, it's so good. So next to the chicken.
This is a picnic beer.
Yes.
Ice cold, hot day, softball, horseshoes, chasing black people, all that stuff.
Like, what do you mean by chasing black people? What type of fucking picnics have you been going to? Do I need to like start running an app and background checks on a show?
No, they're special ones.
Look, this is bullshit. You never invited me. Sometimes I hate people too. All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys did not like that racist joke, I give him a black card. It's fine. It's here in the house. We have it actually on the wall, sort of like a business license hanging in a conspicuous area. So if you guys want to check that out, head over to obsbeers.com. You'll see Frank holding his black card. It's really cute. Now, let's go ahead and finish this up, guys. And then we're actually having way too much fun. And I'm enjoying this way too much. Haven't seen you in a while, man. This is great. And we have a special guest sitting here. We have Bernadette, our hostage. We found her on the corner of Crenshaw and Pecos here in Las Vegas. Nevada.
Say hello, Bernadette, or it gets the hose again.
Like that. We pull their ball gag out, ladies and gentlemen. Bazinga. All right, so Frank, 0 to 5. How do you feel about
it? I really like it. I didn't want to.
Why?
Like it.
Why do you?
I don't know why.
Wait, are you partial to Lion Kugel?
No, I've had Lion Kugel before, and I've never been really a big fan. This is fantastic. It's very cidery. It's almost shandy-ish. Man, that. I'm really surprised. This is probably the best Lion Kugel beer I've ever had.
Nice.
And I've had a lot of their stuff.
Good shit.
I'm gonna go 4-3.
That's high, buddy.
I think it's fantastic. I would love, this is a beer that you could just sit back and get drunk on.
Do you think if you had enough of these, could you keep a steady pace on a rhythmly master baiting moment? Like, could you stay on pace drinking a shitload of these? Is it that good to where you're like, I'm just gonna lay the dick down until I'm done with this 32 pack? Like, is it right there?
Yeah.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna go ahead and rate this bad boy. I'm just gonna go 4. Now, there's a couple of factors with this particular beer. One, this beer has been, I've been holding this beer for damn near 6 months.
Wow.
And it literally aged to perfection. It actually was a little bit different the day I had it when they were serving it at a beer festival. But for it aging, and normally you don't really age a Berliner Weiss, you really don't unless it's in a barrel.
Right.
This turned out perfect. Everything that label says, this beer provides. He's right. It's cold. Also, I think it's a nice treat when it warms up. Like that tart comes out.
Yeah.
Nice apple profile. And the cool part is it doesn't taste like a beer. It definitely goes past the beer expectations. Yeah. So with that said, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next beer. Frank, let's go with that Trogues.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, this is now our second beer on a roller coaster ride in the world of random beer fuckery, right?
Yeah.
Random beer fuckery.
Sure.
And today, these are my picks. And when I pick shit, we're going all over the fucking place. Just like when I come on people's faces all over the fucking place. And I'm so intense about busting a nut on someone's face that I seriously feel that. Okay. You know, listen. Frank, you've had some good sex before. I mean, like that holy shit intense. You know that part where you hold it in?
Yeah.
And you're like, and then you fire it?
Right.
That's how I feel about beer every motherfucking time we open these motherfuckers. I'm telling you right now.
Ooh-wee. That's awesome, dude.
I'm just saying, watch your face. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So here we go. Frank, what are we drinking?
From Trogues Independent Brewing out of Hershey, Pennsylvania, it is a Sunshine Pils, 4.5% ABV, 45 IBUs. If you want some more information on these guys, it's www.troegs.com.
Fair enough.
Interesting enough,
yes,
these guys actually put on their bottle what hops they use. I've never seen that.
Really?
They use Saaz and Hirschbrucker.
True fact. There's a few companies that do it. Rogue's one of them. And Stone does it. And it's usually on the bigger bombers. So, but it's really cool. You're right, though. This is the first time I've seen it on a regular 12-ounce bottle. On bombers, they usually got to fill some spaces.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only people I see who put that sort of rhetoric on there is Rogue, and they usually put the Play-Doh and Gravities and things like that. So we want to give a huge shout out to everybody out on Periscope. So if you guys listen to our radio show and you ever want to watch us film live, check out obsbeers.com, and right there on the website, on the side widget, I believe, there is a button that will tell you if we are live and get you directly to us. And we would love to see you guys as we're recording for the radio show. It's just something that we added new to the show recently, Indefinite. So I'm going to go ahead and just give you a little more if you don't mind, sir.
Please do, sir.
All right. So here we go.
Grazie.
I don't know what the fuck you said, but whatever. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm going to ask Frank a random question about the particular beer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Frank, can you describe to me how are you feeling about the head of the beer?
That's a really good question because I was just looking at it. It's light and delicate. It's not really solid like your normal kind of lager is. Although when Key went for the swirl and the nucleation of it, it does thicken up a little bit. But if you look at it, it looks like angel food cake or like a pancake just starting to cook up when it gets those bubbles and you got to flip it.
Right. You know what else looks kind of like this? Sperm on a skillet. Okay, guys, it comes up like eggs. It's wonderful. Feed it to a friend and never tell them. Frank, later after this, let me cook you breakfast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get down to the smell. Let's do it. Wow. You know, I smell a lot of Pilsners. Now, those that don't know this, Pilsners is one step above lager. I don't like lagers because they're just cold. They're bland when they warm up, and they're just for the cold consumption. It is the working man's style of beer in general. I mean that in IPA, but before all that, lagers was the cold, cold beer. Pilsners is just that one step up, and that metallic citrus smell and just warmth, overall fragrance, to me, is just a really good Pilsner. And when you come across a good Pilsner, you're taken back by the smell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like what the label is. It's just a nice sunshine going. It's morning. I think this would probably be a good breakfast beer in general. I think the smell wakes you up. It's robust and that yeast. And then just, matter of fact, the hops are coming in, but it doesn't smell like plant. It smells like really good, sexy Febreze from Bath and Body Works. Mm. Like, if that makes sense, it's very delicate to the nose.
Okay. I'll go with the delicate. I'm definitely getting a lagerish smell to it. I mean, a Pilsner is a lager. They just used different malt. I'm not getting anything a little spicier than lager. It's metallic. It's soapy. It's yeasty. Pretty much what I expect.
Absolutely. So overall, we're satisfied with the smell?
Yeah.
Very. All right, guys, we're going to go in for the taste. Cheers to this tasting. Bernadette is...
Bernadette says yummy.
She said yummy. Interesting. Yummy. She's definitely going to get anal, but not by us. We're going to call a random friend.
It has a lot of flavor. It's good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Guys, you guys can definitely...
Nice.
That was really nice. That was a good analogy on the taste. Really good, guys. Bernadette actually is a reformed crack smoker, and she's now getting in the beers because her job won't let her go back to work if she continues smoking crack. So thank you, Bernadette. All right, Frank, what do you got?
Bernadette Rumi.
That's what all beer should taste like.
There she goes again.
Damn. Well,
like a classy, never gets old beer.
Okay, well, Pilsner is a classy old style beer. So are you definitely enjoying the taste on it and everything?
I think it's my favorite one so far.
Fair enough. You want to go now?
Sure. I mean, it's got that classic taste. It's something that you remember. It's the taste of beer when you first started drinking it.
Yeah.
Once you got past that, ill beer is so gross, and you got into, ooh, let's get fucked up. You started liking the taste of beer, and this is what you were tasting. Classic, clean, crisp, not too bitter, not too sweet, somewhere in the middle.
It's almost like a soapy, citrus, bland taste.
Mm-hmm.
If that sounds weird for people, or let's do this. Leather, soap, a touch of pine, and then you rub the lemon on it. And then you just licked it.
Okay.
I think that's the best way to break.
This would taste a lot better than that, though.
Well, I'm just breaking it down to it's basically, think of it as flavor profiling or association. So sometimes people will tell you some beers will taste like leather. Some people will say, oh, it tastes like soap or detergent. Some people will say it tastes like bark. Everyone's a little different. So when I describe it, I try to get everybody on the same page of the particular beer.
Hey, this can sound kind of like weird. Uh-huh. You know how you can, like, smell what the sun smells like?
Yeah.
This is what the sun would taste like.
That's what...
Hence the sunshine. I think they nailed it on this.
Nice.
The sun on the bottle.
No, it says sunshine.
Right, it's a sunshine Pilsner.
Yeah.
But the bottle looks like it's the sun, doesn't
it?
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Fair enough.
They nailed it.
Yeah, I think that this this is an everyday drinker.
Yeah. The new six-pack. Definitely a new six-pack.
Absolutely.
So, all right, so now let's get down to the grade. Mr. Frank, what do you got for me?
I'll go 3.7. I think it's above average. I do like it. I can't find a whole lot of fault with it other than I'm just not a big Pilsner fan.
Fair enough.
But this is good. I would have absolutely no problems having a six-pack of this in my fridge.
Nice. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to opposite. I'm going to go 3.1. Mm-hmm. It's a Pilsner, but it has nice, strong characteristics to basically shit on other Pilsner.
Okay.
I think you're right. Now, me, you guys know I really am not a huge lager fan. There are very select actual Pilsners that I will fuck with, and this one would definitely make the rotation at that point. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So I really am very proud of Troegs. Troegs makes some of the most really cool beers, especially their Mad Elf, which they, you know, it's a really good beer. You also check out the Mad Elf. It's ridiculously delicious. So with that said, guys, we're going to go ahead and finish this up. We'll be right back with the, we're going to do the Denali Brewing from Alaska.
Okay. All
right, guys, we'll be right back. All right, guys, just want to let you guys know we are almost to dessert.
Almost.
And right now, we're going to do this wonderful beer, which, by the way, was provided by a good friend of mine
mm-hmm.
on Periscope. Her name is Clarence Eyre.
Oh, yes.
But we all know her by Jasmine.
Yes.
And she actually has family in Alaska. So she brought this down with a couple other Alaskan breweries out there. And it's a great way for us to experience the 49th state.
Awesome.
Which, by the way, is an actual brewery, and we've done a couple of their beers. But it's not about them right now. Who is it about from Alaska?
This is about Denali Brewing's Slow Down Brown, Spice Brown Ale. Denali Ooh. Brewing out of Talkeetna, Alaska. 6.1% ABV. If you want some more information on these guys, it's www.denalibrewing.com.
All right, cool. Let me ask you a question.
Sure, please.
When's the last time you've had a spiced brown ale?
Not for a while. I'm
sure. I don't think I can recall, out of all the beer I've had, anybody in particular that has spiced brown ale. I just don't know.
Yeah, usually you just get a regular brown. You don't get a spiced brown. So it'd be interesting. Have you ever seen a double brown?
Yes.
You have.
I have seen a double brown. I've never recorded a double brown, but I've had, and I can't remember. It was over at Aces and Ales in Las Vegas. I was over at their establishment. They always get some crazy beers going on. All right, guys. So here's the question to you, Mr. Frank.
Yeah.
How do you feel about a lot of these breweries moving to cans?
Well, I think it's better for the environment. It's better for the beer. Because it's airtight, there no light gets in. It costs less to produce, it costs less to ship, which should be passed on to the consumer. Because bottles are expensive, and as a home brewer, I can tell you, it's expensive to get bottles.
Yeah,
cans it's more of a process, but I think in the long run, it's probably cheaper to
easier to store, easier to store and. And it is. Now, here's the thing, guys. I know a lot of... I'll tell you what. Before we get into this beer, I'll just do a real quick thing about the misconception of cans versus bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a lot of people say no cans because the metal. And then some people don't like bottles because they taste soap. Well, here's the thing is, if you put your mouth on it, you're going to take on the property of that item. So there's a detergent that they put on the bottle, they sanitize them, and you crack it open, you drink it, you're like, you can literally taste the soap. This is what a lot of people have said.
Right.
Now, as far as a metal can, when you crack it open, that little metal part that you just split open, microscopic metal flakes, they're mixing right there on your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll taste it. Now, people go, draft is better. But here's the thing. When you have beer in a keg, it's in a big ass can anyway. The only difference is it travels and it's put into a different vessel for you to drink.
True.
So if you want to enjoy the beer, can, bottle, or keg, it's all the same liquid.
Right.
So there really is no difference if you put it in another vessel. Plastic cup, styrofoam cup, glass cup, whatever it is, put it in something different.
Mm-hmm.
And drink it. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we'll just drink that out of the bottle or the can, but far few in between. So there it is, guys. So here we go. We're going to get down to the smell on this wonderful beer, but there's your fucking goddamn little education, I guess. So, Frank, what you got?
Ooh. It's like brown sugar.
Let Bernadette go.
Oh, Bernadette.
I'm really hungry now.
Well, you're hungry. Why are you hungry?
Doesn't it smell like brown sugar bacon?
Ladies and gentlemen, that car was brought to you by my neighbors or assholes. With really loud vehicles in a quiet neighborhood.
Like, you literally dumped syrup on some bacon and some brown sugar on top of that, and now I'm hungry.
Now you're hungry. Okay.
Interesting.
I like that.
I get the brown sugar. I'm not quite sure I get the bacon. But I get brown sugar. I get pumpkin pie spices.
Oh, yeah.
So cinnamon, allspice, nutmeg, maybe a little bit of cardamom. It's just a spice that people use. And I think that, I mean, it's billed as a, a spicy brown. And I think that's really coming forward. I think it's going to be a little on the sweet side,
okay.
But it definitely really has a spicy profile up front. What do you think, Keith?
Well, for both of you guys are both in absolutely the right direction. So as far as a brown ale goes, it has all the nice properties of it. You've got your nice malt profile. You've got very little hops going on. You're definitely getting your that caramel fragrance. Now, we're going to talk about that spice. You guys are both right. There is the very syrupy brown sugar molasses thing going on here. As far as all the spices go, you pretty much nailed every one of them. So it definitely... At first, I thought it was like a pumpkin spice beer until I reached further in. Now, for a lot of people who may not understand those things, I'm going to give you another. I'm going to go the other way. It smells like brown sugar baked beans.
Like yes. On the oh, my gosh. Holy.
So...
Like- beans and bacon.
Yep. So it's got that sort of that protein smell to it, and with caramelized or creme brulee brown sugar sitting on top of it, and then when you dive right into it, just from the fragrance, you're diving into spice, your Christmas spices. This is a great fall beer. I mean, the cans showing you leaves and they're brown, and it's winter and clouds. So this is a great fall beer just based upon the fragrance. So all right, guys, we're gonna get down to the taste.
Please. Here we go. Shut up. Let's get down to it.
Both, anyway.
Right.
I'm actually a little more disappointed in the taste than I am to the fragrance. One, it's watered down. Now, most brown ales are watered down. They're easier to consume, and brown ales are like one step before you go to porter. Like if we had to like break them down, brown ales, then porters, then stouts. I mean, and there's other things in between, but just to give people what they know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Watered down. It is sticky, but it's sweet, but it's more of a malt sweet, more of your caramel or toffee. It's a touch of brown sugar, but then as far as the spices go, the only few that I can grab that are faint are cinnamon and maybe nutmeg and maybe star anise. Like they're so faint, like it's washed out by, though I think, unfortunately, I think the malt in this was too big.
Okay.
I think it's just a little too big for its britches, but the fragrance alone, put that bitch in a candle and fucking light that in your house. Fucking someone better call fucking one of them candle companies and get that shit in a fragrance.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. It's watered down. And if it wasn't so watery, it'd be phenomenal. To me, it's got just the right amount of sweetness, just the right amount of spice. It would have been really, really balanced well and probably would have been one of my top 10 beers.
Right. Now,
but it's watery.
Now, for those that may not understand the word watery, think of it like this. So in the world of describing beers, there's been a couple of things we've kind of used as far as understanding. And the best way to understand is association. So if you ever had water, put tea in it, like tea water, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's watery. That texture, that feel, watery. Now, next thing you have is creamy. The best way to describe creamy is like half and half, milk, creamer, that sort of thick consistency, things like that.
Yeah.
But with this is watery.
I think the best way I can think of watery is chicken soup.
Yep.
So chicken soup should be hearty and it should be salty and just on the thick side. But let's say you're making Campbell's and you use, you know, you got to fill up the can with water. And you use two cans of water instead of one can of water.
Yep.
It's going to wash out that chicken salty goodness and you're going to taste more water. And I think that's what we're getting here.
Yeah. And we're not talking about how they brew this because unfortunately for a lot of people, I hate to tell you this, 90% of all beer is water.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. It's just how they get their ingredients and how much ingredients to balance out the water. This one. Light ingredients. A brown ale is a very, very balanced beer in itself. It's very warming. It's a very inviting fall beer. I think all brown ales should be fall because it's just something about it that's majestic and ancient about it. But this one, when you get a smell as big as this beer put out, you're going to be a little deceived. And it's nothing wrong with the beer. It's just that, fuck, that fragrance is on point.
I would agree.
And then you drink and you're like, oh, fuck. And that's a problem. A lot of people should never... When you smell it, you shouldn't have that expectation. But we were blown back just by the sheer diversity of the fragrance. We pretty much kind of...
Let's find out what Bernadette thinks.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad you asked. Thank you.
Sure.
So, I'm getting like a gingerbread cookie taste right now. Like an authentic gingerbread cookie. Or sometimes you get lucky, you go to Walgreens, you get gingerbread cookies from there. Mm-hmm. And they taste phenomenal.
Sure.
This is what it tastes like to me.
Okay. Fair enough.
So it's comforting.
Yeah. Okay. It's definitely, yeah.
So far, since you've kind of now...
It's very, like, holiday, like, crisp,
you know? Right. Are you enjoying the beers that are being here in front of you?
Yeah. I'm having a good time.
Wonderful. We want to say thank you, Bernadette. Even though me and Frank were at Walmart, I was like, yo, get the chloroform. We did what we did to get you here. We want to say thank you for opening up and joining us on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Good, good. You're doing great. Wonderful, wonderful. I think we won't use the lube. I think she's opened
up.
Oh,
my God. You're disgusting.
Perfect, perfect, guys. Finger all right, cuffs. So you gave your grade, right?
No.
Oh, are we moving on grade?
We haven't done grade.
Oh, let's do grade.
We just talked about taste.
Oh, let's do grade now.
Oh, let's see. I'm going to say, I'll go 3-3. Slightly above average, but... the wateriness just kind of washed it out for me because I was really, really expecting something phenomenal and special, and it's pretty good.
Nice. For me, guys, I'm gonna blow your mind away with this. I'm giving it a 4-5.
You're right. You're wrong.
No. I'll tell you why.
Please.
Okay. So in our journeys of us doing this, right?
Yeah.
We've seen people do some really big, thick beers, and they usually can't handle it. Like, oh, you know, I think this is one of the best introductions into the craft beer game.
Okay.
It's got complexity throughout the nose. The flavor profile, probably to an untrained person, you know, will enjoy the shit out of this.
Yeah.
It's easy consumption. It's not too thick. It just, it's watery to us, but I won't put my personal fill on that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think for the rest of the world, get you some of this and try it. And I literally think you're going to be like, oh man, if that's what craft beer is all about, what else is there? And then work your way up to the shit that's thick as fuck, the stuff we like.
Okay.
And I that's why I had to rate it so high, because I'm thinking of others and putting my mind where the beginner needs to be. And I think this is a great beginner beer. Now, to your average beer snob, they'll fucking probably throw this at you in your face.
Yeah.
Unless they're looking for just a cold, quick, downable beer. Because it's watery, downability is like superb.
Yeah.
So with that said,
You know what? Bernadette hasn't, I don't think she's rated a beer yet.
Okay, so.
Well,
I'm going to walk you right through it. So, 0 being the worst, all the way to 5 being the shit.
Okay.
How does that beer rate with you? So, you can do like, let's say, and 3 is right in the middle. Means it's not bad, it's not good, it's just meh. It's right in the middle. Okay, so, but you can give it any increments you want. You'd be like 3.75, whatever you want. Just know it. 5 is the highest and all that good stuff.
3.5, just because it's brown sugar. You're not going to find that like a lot.
Okay.
I've never had anything like this before, so yeah, 3.5. Like he said, it is kind of watery. I think the smell kind of it's a letdown, because you think it's going to be more flavorful, more sugary, and then it's not. So it's like meh.
All right, fair enough. The reset with we got one more beer to go, and then it's time for dessert.
We'll be right back after this.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Frank.
What's
Frank,
wrong?
Frank, oh my God. Okay, so you ever been page jacked? Like when you're looking at porn.
Yeah.
Okay, and then all of a sudden you try to play the video and then something pops up.
Yes, dude, I hate that. Bernadette hates that too.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this right now. I know, right? It fucking sucks. But you're not gonna believe this. So I was on one of my favorite porn sites, and you know, I was about to get it in. I mean, like really, holy shit, I hurt my hands getting it in.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we got page jacked, and it was like obsbeers.com.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? I'm like, wait a minute, obsbeers.com. And my dumb ass, and the thralls of what I was about to do,
right.
I literally just put my dick down.
Lotion and everything.
Yeah, just like, oh, fuck this. I'm like, and I was like, oh, I love beer.
Right.
I mean, I love vagina.
Right.
But beer? And so I'm on their website. There's like thousands and thousands of fucking videos on beer.
No.
Yeah, and I'm like, holy shit. So I was like, this is interesting. So, you know, kind of got flaccid.
Right.
But then they like, one of my favorite beers they interviewed, like, whoop! I mean, I rubbed one out. My business is my business, but those guys are fucking funny. And then I noticed that they were on Facebook, Twitter, IG. Oh, that's Instagram, you know, just because you didn't know. Snapchat. You know, Snapchat me in the DM and all that good shit. And I'm like, oh my God, these guys are crazy. So now I'm kind of not into porn anymore. I'm now in thralls watching obsbeers.com.
I don't blame you. That sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying you should just go directly to the website, but don't go to the porn and get caught off of that.
Put down the lotion, move the tissues.
And pick up a beer.
And pick up a beer.
Yep, and I'm telling you right now, one last time, obsbeers.com.
Bernadette, what do you think? Bernadette gives it a woohoo.
Fair enough.
Welcome back.
All right, guys, we're all back. I hate to tell you this right now. Bernadette almost got out of her chains, and I got upset, but Frank was like, calm down, and he pulled out a taser and zapped her in the ass, and she fell like a sack of fucking potatoes. So we got her back in the seat.
It's like Pulp Fiction up in here right now.
See? She knows what's up.
It's a good hiding.
The ending of Pulp Fiction.
That's right.
There's a good ending, though. Okay.
Fair enough. Everybody loves a happy ending. All right, guys. So right now, before we start, we want to give a huge shout out for this next beer. We want to thank, on Periscope, JJ Puerto Rican. We want to thank him so much for providing this beer. And again, guys, we really appreciate all the stuff people provide from around the world for us to do this and talk about and all that good stuff. So JJ Puerto Rican, thank you. What are we doing, bud?
We're doing Nom Nom Mango Wheat Beer from Barley Forge Brewing Company out of Costa Mesa, California. It is 5.8% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's www.barleyforge.com.
Nice. So I'm really looking forward to it. Like, this label is showing this mango just like in a work outfit, I think, right? With a lunchbox.
He's going to work
that. So this mango is about to put in some work, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
Almost.
Let's get this. Let's go ahead and pour this glass. All right. Let's see here. Here we go. All right.
Thank you.
And here we go. And yeah. All right. So guys, so real quick, we always want to let you guys know, if you guys need to get a hold of us or you want to say, hey, how can we provide a beer that we would love for you to talk about, hit us up at Key, @odsbeers.com or the Frank@odsbeers.com. Yeah, so if you guys definitely want to reach out to us, we would definitely love that. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to get down to the smell. So here we go. Cheers to the smell. Holy shit.
Ooh.
Popcorn is bad analogy for beer.
That's what it's like.
But there's nothing wrong with
theater popcorn with that really greasy processed butter on it.
Okay, just because you're new to this, and for those that are out there, if you get a beer that actually smells like popcorn or butter,
it is an infection
in the beer. Very serious. That is the number one fragrance. Now, we're not getting that, so you're okay. Trust me, it's a universal smell across the board. So you're fine. We just wanted to let everybody know, if you open up a beer and it smells like, you know, butter or popcorn, there's an infection in there, and I would not solely drink it. Now, if you're a person who goes, no, it smells like popcorn, and everyone else in the room says it does not, you're okay. Because trust me, when it smells turnt, everybody knows it smells turnt. So you're okay with that. Just wanted to throw that out there. So you say it smells like buttered popcorn. All right, but does it smell delicious, though? Are you smelling mango or any of that stuff?
Yeah, I smell mango.
Okay, so mango popcorn.
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, so Frank, what do you got on yours? Because it's extremely fruity.
Yeah, it's really fruit-forward, mango, peach, but peach nectar.
Yes,
like
yes.
Like the canned peach nectar.
That syrup shit.
Yeah, syrup.
Okay.
So thick and heavy. I'm not getting any hop presence at all. It really is, I mean, it's wicked, wicked mango peach.
This blend of this fruit-forward is so heavy. I haven't picked it up to smell yet. And I can smell it from here. That's how strong this fruit presence is. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and just pick this up. And it is cocktail syrup. We've got cocktail syrup going on. It's definitely mango, but very earthy mango. And a touch of that nice peach pureed all up in one with that syrup in there. And I'm also getting the wheat. I'm getting a little bit of the wheat. So I'm definitely getting some sort of starchy goodness going on here. Get your gluten on, if you will. But overall, just the sheer fact. You know what it would? It smells like a shandy. A little bit of fruit, a little bit of juice.
I'm not getting a shandy.
It smells like juice to me. Juice and a beer.
Yeah.
But overall, not aggressive. Very appealing to anyone who wants a fruity smelling beer. And it is what it is. I don't think it's aggressive. I think it's soft and cute, just like the damn label with the little kid running around with his lunchbox. Daddy, don't leave. And the kid's like, and the dad's like, I'm out. Fuck you and your mom.
Right.
And the kid's like, you bastard. And so, you know, now he's a beer. So here we go, guys. We're going to get down to the taste. Cheers to all that goodness, to the taste.
Ooh.
All day, every day. Mango peach.
Definitely tastes more mango-y than it smells.
Really?
Yeah.
So you like that?
I like taste better than the smell.
It's definitely a wheat beer, guys. It's wheaty as fuck. Bready, thick. It acts a little bit of drying aspect. But it's like, take yourself some wheat toast and put some marmalade on it. Mm-hmm. And you're in there. Take some puree, peach and mango puree, marmalade. Put it right on some nice, lightly toasted bread. And that's what this beer is, as far as if we had to put it in a food, yeah, a food profile. I think that would be the best way to describe this. Now, let me ask Bernadette, do you taste popcorn?
No.
Okay. So I wanted to make sure if that was still sticking.
I think my smelling senses are off on this one.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. Frank, what do you got on that taste profile?
I think it comes across a lot less fruity on the taste than it does on the aroma. I agree with you about dry. It finishes dry. It's fairly sweet up front, but not as sweet as I thought it was going to be. And then it kind of dries out. I like the marmalade analogy because marmalade also has rind in it. So it's not just, you know, your regular jelly. It's got pieces of rind. So it's got the oils from the rind. It's got the pith, the white, although mango and peach don't have that, but maybe there's a little orange aspect to it.
Yeah.
Cause I'm getting a citrus bitterness, not a hop bitterness, but more of a citrus.
I'm going
bitterness.
A little bit more like lime skin.
Okay.
A little bit of lime skin. See, lemons are sweet and limes are more bitter out of the two. And I think it has a little bit of that lime. I'm not getting grapefruit. Now, some would. Maybe there might be a little grapefruit in there. I don't think.
Slight.
Yeah, more of the yellow, not the pink or the ruby red. This particular beer is interesting. JJ, we want to say thank you so much. But overall, I think this beer is just, to me, more nostalgic because of who gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally would probably drink this again. I really would. Like, you know, I don't really repeat a beer, but I think I'd repeat this one. All right. So Bernadette, would you like to grade this one?
No, I don't want to give it like,
be honest.
You know, like a 2.5.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. I just wasn't wowed by it.
Okay.
It wasn't. My palate wasn't happy.
Oh. All right.
I wasn't unhappy right there.
That's all right.
You guys are really good, by the way.
Yeah, we've been to be honest. No, we've just been.
Because when I listen to what you're saying, I'm like, oh, God, they're right.
No, don't say that. We are really wrong. This is our every time we do this. We don't know what we're talking about.
What you're saying, like, you're talking about the oils from the rinds, and I'm like, God, like.
You just made her wet.
And
Frank.
Then I think back to what it was tasting, and I'm like, oh,
the
yeah.
First time, my friend.
Now I'm like, I'm understanding that. You're
right.
Stupid. You're like 15-year-olds in high school.
Yeah, with really, really big bits. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 15-year-old, that shit. All right, Frank, what do you got for him?
I'm going to go 3. It's good. I'm not quite sure if I'd have it again. It deceived me somewhat. I was really expecting it to be a little more on the sweet side. It's wheaty. It's sweet. It's bitter. It dries out in the end. It's got a lot of pieces to it. I just don't know if I necessarily enjoyed it all that much. So I'm going to stick with 3.
All right, for me, I'm going all the way up, guys. I'm going to give it a 4.7. The reason why I'm giving it a 4.7 is 100% reasons that these guys have said. I enjoy the odd. The weirdness. I enjoy the adventure. I enjoy the fact that you never know what you're going to get out of these beers. And I think it's unique, right? Mm-hmm. Guys, as a home brewer, I'm a very weird person. Trust me, guys. When I come up with an idea of what I'm brewing, Frank gives me the old stink eye, like, really? But he just goes, do your thing. But he understands where I'm coming from. I like that weird shit. Like, if I say it's going to be pumpkin, then I want it to taste like squash. Fuck the spices. Right. I want it to be squash. This is earthy. This is raw fucking peaches and mangoes. And it's hard nowadays to come by a generally good wheat beer. Everybody's doing wheat beers. Everyone's doing IPAs. And it's, you know, sometimes shit runs the gambit and runs the same. This one kind of sets itself apart with its unique flavor profile. I think.
I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So to me, the sheer fact that you two pussies are like, I'm like, yes, that means if I bought a 6-pack, of course you guys would have some, or you guys might just go, you know, we'll split one because it's just a nice thing to do. Mm. And then the rest is all for me. I think that's a great thing that I finally get to do something that's unique. And true story, because of how you said and both of you guys said, this beer wasn't a wow and down and bedazzled beer.
Mm.
And I'm like, this is really good shit.
Right.
It's how our first beer started this whole entire thing. Me and the original guy argued over a pumpkin beer.
Okay.
He's like, that's not enough spice. This is crap. He poured it out. I loved it because it tastes like squash. So that's the cool part about what we do. All right, guys, we'll be back for dessert. Stay tuned.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, we are now at our final destination here on our shit show, Beer Fridge Pizzeria Fuckery. That's right, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our favorite part of the show called dessert. Mm-hmm. Out of all the beers that we do on the show, we kind of look at them and figure out what's the one we really want to do. And always, there is a beer that we always want to do. And I picked this one, and Frank is going to tell you the name of the brewery, the name of the beer, the ABV, where to find them. He will not tell you guys a description of what this beer is till after. Take it away, Mr. LeFranc.
From Beechwood Blendery, this is the Dacian series. It's number 1.3E5, 6.6% ABV. If you want some more information on these guys, it's beechwoodbbq.com.
That's right.
Beechwoodbbq.com.
Very nice.
Did we get this from somebody?
This particular beer was provided to us by Captain Spaulding.
Captain Spaulding.
Yes, maniac. From Periscope, guys.
I haven't seen him in ages.
Oh, man. He's been out doing some really good work as of late, yeah. I hear. Oh, shit. Actually, no. It's about... So, the cage, as soon as I literally untwisted it, this cork gave way.
Okay.
Which means right now this bitch is under pressure.
Right.
And it's probably going to spew everywhere. So, right now...
Maybe you should take it outside.
No. I'm gonna slowly release the pressure.
Okay.
And while I do that, Frank...
Yeah.
I would love for you to tell these guys how to find us or all that good shit. I need some stall time.
Gotcha. Thank you, so, if you haven't listened to us before, I'm going to ask why not. And then the second thing is, if you want to find us, we're at obsbeers.com, www.obsbeers.com. We've built a great community of followers and fellow beer lovers.
This motherfucker is fighting to my arm hurt.
Don't be bad. Check us out on the website there. We're on YouTube. We're on Google Plus. Periscope is really our main thing. And we are periscoping usually on a nightly basis. So catch us there. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Snapchat. Of all places, we're actually on Snapchat. So you can always get a hold of us at obsbeers.com. Email key@obsbeers.com. Email me, frank@obsbeers.com. Any questions you have, any comments about the show, things you'd like to see, things, stuff you'd maybe like us to review. Who knows? Maybe we already have it. But drop us a line. Let us know that you're listening. And we'd love to hear from you.
Oh, thank good stall, bro.
Thank
shit,
you.
That was some unscripted shit. All right, guys, I got the cork off. And I'm going to tell you right now, I literally was, my hand's red. And I'm fighting it because it was definitely under pressure because we had to kind of roll the bottle. Normally with my corked beers and our coolers, we lay them down.
Mm.
Just like wine.
Right.
And what happened was a lot of the sediment pretty much stuck to the side of the glass. So I had to roll it.
Right.
And I rolled it about an hour ago before the show started. And that motherfucker was under pressure.
I got a secret for you.
Yes.
I rolled it too.
Oh, no wonder. Well, hey, at least through my experience of doing this show, I definitely have built up a way to release pressure without it spilling. Now, on obsbeers.com, believe it or not, there are 4 videos where corks have almost took my eye out. And it has scared people on the show. Because we'd be like, yeah, we're talking and we remove the cage and no one's paying attention. And you hear that loud gunshot and it was horrible. It was horrible.
One thing I forgot to do, and maybe you'll do it for our listeners. Can you describe the bottle a little bit?
Oh, yes. It's actually a little bit foamy, which means it's pretty much for us at optimum temperature. And so the nucleation is really being sporadic. Definitely. The bottle is so plain Jane. It's so basic. It basically looks like something like on a road sign or maybe out of a textbook. Oh, you know what? It looks like a periodic table square.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got this propagation series and it's like number 1.3E5. You know, got the little number at the top. 1.3 is big and then a lowercase e then to the 5. And it's an L. And it's really interesting how I would say it's a very, what's the word I'm looking for here? I want to say predominant statement. It's okay. A very loud statement that it's making in such a black and white scenery. So
yeah,
okay. I think it's really cool. I think the label is, I'd pick it up. I'm like, oh shit, it's like very profound. That's the word.
You know what?
It's
profound. I might mistake it for wine.
Well, the name.
It's a 750 bottle.
Well, think about it. Blendery.
Yeah.
It's Beechwood Blender. That would insinuate to the average consumer
yeah.
wine.
True.
And I think it's a smart move.
Yep.
You pick it up. Holy shit. So I think that's a really cool thing. So
I'm looking at the bottle. I can see the shit floating on top.
It's going to be good. All right, Liam. All right, guys. So this is what we're going to do. It is time for the smell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over here prolonging because I see everybody at the table salivating like fucking ravenous dogs at dinner time. So here we go, guys. Cheers to the smell. Well, we'll start off with... with Frank. We'll start off with Frank. Frank. Oh my God. Man. Oh wow.
Yeah. It's funk. It's funk. So if we hadn't mentioned it already.
I think this is a sour.
It's a sour.
It's a sour. Oh my God. Ascorbic acid. God. Ladies and gentlemen, I get fucking. Remember I told you earlier in the show that point of about to bust your load and you hold back and you fire it?
You're about to fire.
Oh my God, this ascorbic acid, baby. Funky foot, arm. Well, not armpit, but foot.
Yeah.
Stripper ass.
Like cheesy.
Cheesy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Put cheese and urine.
I'll take it. You know, we will take the piss smell. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this sounds all disgusting, but when you get something with lactose, basically sour yeast or anything that produces a sour funk from the yeast, it's going to be off-putting. Yeah. And through our experience, the funkier and nastier and...
Damn, I can't wait to drink this.
Right? It stinks so good.
Yeah, that's the point. If it stinks so bad, that's a sour. And the bad news about sours is this. It's a 50-50 shot making a sour. And it has nothing to do with anyone's bad recipes. It's just that the yeast does what it does. Now, remember, guys, yeast isn't alive. It's a microorganism that's alive. Eating, pooping shit and pissing, throwing up, all that good shit. Oh yeah, that's my shit sitting there.
I can't stop staring at the ball.
Guys, it's so beautiful. This sour is so good. Yeah. All right, guys, I'm already salivating. Guys, it's exciting. Guys, if you are not into sours, get into it. Build up to it. It's the best experience ever. That's to beer, and it's been around for a long time. There's several styles of Berliner Weiss, a light style. You've got lambics, fermented, unfermented, and we can keep going on and on about it. But
this the sourness should stick on this. It probably, I'm guessing, should stick all the way through, as opposed to the Leinenkugels, which we had earlier, which just build itself as tart. So it really is just tartness to me is a quick hit in the beginning, whereas a sour stays with you the whole time.
All right, so we're both gonna say that we're hoping for the longevity of the twang.
Please,
let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the taste. Fuck, ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving it a heroin clap, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh shit. Guys, it's got bubblegum. It's got berries. It's got cream. I'm tasting vanilla bean. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. This is like ice cream and Kool-Aid powder. Like guys, if you guys ever had Kool-Aid powder or any of those flavor aids and you taste it, it's ascorbic acid hit, but this has got some berry profile. It's got some nice subtlety cream to it. It's got vanilla and oh my God. It's just,
Yep, there he goes. He fired.
Towel.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has fired. So I'll take over from there.
Shit.
To me, it's peaches and cream, but sour.
Shit.
And in the best possible way.
I give up my firstborn for this.
It's tremendous. Sours are not for everybody. No.
Not by far.
Definitely not. Key and I happen to love sours.
This is the first sour I've had that's creamy.
Yeah,
like a smoothie, like a buttercream smoothie. Yeah,
because they're usually very light. Because I think people want to get through them fast, and that's why they they're light.
Ooh, I could see why they put it. They look like a one.
Sip and take it easy, sour, and that's what we're going to do.
And boom goes the dynamite. And boom goes the dynamite.
So let's hear from our favorite hostage on the program, Bernadette.
Oh, does it really matter what comes out of her mouth? It's so fucking good.
I'd like to hear
it. I let her free after this.
I don't know. I'm trying to get, like, a description. There's just so many things going on at once.
No, she had to take her teeth out, guys, for the blowjob. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's not her fault.
The flavors from the other beers were, like, sticking to it, so I had to...
Gotcha.
Hold on real quick. Let me put it on mute real fast. Hold on, guys. Bernadette, no one cares about your teeth being taken out. So you're fine. Listen. Okay. Take your teeth out and drink the beer again.
So, okay.
No, I have to unmute it. You know that, right? Hold, can I unmute it?
Oh, yeah.
Let me unmute it, okay? Just hold on. Wait, do you want to put your teeth back in?
Or no,
do you
want... they're in.
Okay, do you want to take it out?
No, I got a thing now.
Oh, you got a thing?
Yeah.
All right, so I can unmute it now?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Let me unmute it. All right, go ahead. What were you saying? Sorry about that. I noticed you had to go to the bathroom.
Okay, so you guys know what grapefruit tastes like.
Mm. Yes.
Kind of sour.
Okay.
Not really sweet like a regular fruit would be. So a grapefruit milkshake.
Ooh, that's a great analogy. Now, with that said, like, I'd say you throw in the skin and everything.
But it's not sweet. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, say you're drinking a milkshake.
Really, Frank?
Tasted like grapefruit, but it wasn't sweet.
I finished one. That's good.
I had some brown gunk inside of my...
Perfect. That's the...
Is that from that?
Yes, it is.
You want the gunk.
Because I just ate it. Like caramel.
Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a swallower. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so did everybody talk about the taste?
We did. We just haven't rated it.
Oh, my God. Do we really have to end it now?
I think so.
Shit. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, before I tell you about how everyone feels about this beer, Ray, you sour fiend, you.
Yeah, way to go, Ray.
Ray has given us so much sour. Remember that time he gave us that one we thought was bad?
The balsamic one.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
We're going to do it again. You know that, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fantastic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to give a huge shout out to Ray on this particular beer. Thank you, Captain Spaulding. All right, let's start off with the lady of the evening, the one who took her teeth out. And unfortunately, we did not mute her conversation about her teeth being taken out. All right, Bernadette, how do you feel about this beer? That's right. Clear it all out, baby.
I don't know. Well, I don't necessarily love it.
Have you had a sour before?
No.
This is her first one, and this one is aggressive.
I have not.
It's like fucking like a predator in the fucking SVU season one. Come out the bushes.
I usually drink just like cheap liquor store beer.
All right. Well, how do you feel about this beer, and what is your grade?
It's my first time. Wait, what's the highest?
Five. Three's in the middle.
I think I was really drunk, but I'm going to say five.
Okay.
All right, and why?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with you being white girl wasted.
This is my first, so sometimes your first is bad, sometimes your first is good. So I'm going to say five.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, Frank.
Oh, that's a five, easily. one of the best sours I've ever had. Stays with you the whole way through. I like Bernadette's analogy of the grapefruit milkshake. I would go more of a peach milkshake, but it's got that heaviness and that creaminess all the way through. It's fantastic. It is so cloudy, which is so awesome. We're so used to sours being
filtered.
Yeah, really, really filtered. And this is, I'd be surprised if it wasn't fermented in the bottle.
Right. All right. So for me, five. It's a five. It's stellar. It's the thing that you're looking for in a style of beer. If you're an IPA fan and you like that bitter hit, then you're like, oh my God, this IPA is so dry. It's great. For us, sours are the business, but it's a 50-50 shot. And it's not anyone's fault if it's bad. It's just that the funk didn't come through. Now, this beer on everything, seriously, if they were to say right now, we'll give you this for the rest of your life, but you have to end your show, we're going to say goodbye. It's really good, guys.
It's hurting my stomach.
It's sourly aggressive, man. Guys. Mm. And the more you drink it, the more twang happens.
Yep.
The entire yeast that's in here, I'm going to tell you right now, it's Brettanomyces. Am I saying it right?
Brettanomyces.
Brettanomyces is the yeast that I'm going to go with.
No, that's what they add. So it's not the yeast that they use.
But I can taste it because Brettanomyces is a very common yeast that you can really taste when they add it. Now, so what you said, I got a five, and she said me. So nothing wrong with that, guys. So with that said, I'm going to let Frank tell you guys right now what was in this ale.
So it's an ale with Brettanomyces aged in oak barrels with peaches, ginger, Ceylon cinnamon, and Tahitian vanilla.
And I picked up the vanilla right away. So, ladies and gentlemen, this beer is not only complex, but it's not. You literally can, like, I didn't get the cinnamon. I did not. Ginger, if you say it now, I can kind of see it. But overall, fruit, sour, some spice. But, and matter of fact, I didn't even think of oak. It didn't dry me out that much because the sour part is retarded.
Yeah.
So with that said, guys, we're going to go ahead and wipe up our seats because Lord knows everybody busting a nut. We'll be right back, guys, with our closing statements. All right, guys, we are now at the end of the show. Probably one of the most saddest parts of our show.
Yeah.
But it's where we get to really, really shine.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so if you guys don't know, tradition, we put all the bottles and cans in front of us. We ask everyone at the table certain questions, but the catch is You cannot repeat the question that someone else said.
Right.
Now, what we're going to do is, here's the handicap. We cannot talk about the Beechwood Blendery in this equation because it was so superior. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what question it is. You're going to be like, it would be like propagation 1.3. It doesn't matter. So that's not fair. So we're going to talk about the other four beers, which is the Lion Kugel's Beer Garden, the Sunshine from Troves, the Nom Nom by the Barley Forge, and then we're going to talk about the Spice Brown Ale Slow Down Brown by Denali in Alaska.
Right.
So here we go. So how it works is real simple. Frank, take it away, and we'll just move this one out the way so that way everyone knows we're not talking about that.
All right. Let's see. Bernadette, if you're headed to the beer store, which one of these are you going to buy for sure?
Sunshine.
Oh, why?
Because it's like happiness in your mouth.
So is most dicks.
Happiness in your mouth,
yeah.
Folks.
Like, no matter what mood you're in, happy, sad, blah, blah, blah.
Like dicks.
Whatever. You're going to like it.
Like dick.
It has a lot of flavor. It's universally, like, yummy.
Black dick.
Oh, my Black God. Dick.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Bernadette, it is your turn now to ask either one of us a question based upon these four beers, and it can literally be any question.
Anything
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It can be weird, quirky. Doesn't matter. Open form.
So can I get, like, really creative and dramatic?
Sure.
Yes. We wouldn't want it any other way.
All
but
right.
You got to remove your hand okay. from your face.
Sorry.
So your trifling girlfriend just fucking cheated on you.
Ooh.
Okay.
What are you going to go for?
Okay, so who are you asking this question to?
Frank.
Yo, trifling ass bitch.
Trifling ass
bitch. Cheated on you, homie.
Cheated on me.
You call your boys up. What are we drinking? Because you got to get over her or you're going to stab her in the face.
We're going to be drinking Leinenkugel Beer Garden Tart.
Because she was a tart.
You know what? Because I think me and my buddies could get a couple of cases of this and just put it down, man.
That's wonderful.
I thought it was awesome.
And now, you know, I don't mean to pry in your business about your cheating ass bitch, but will there be a train, in fact, ran on her when she walked in the house?
No, but you know what? We probably will throw the bottles of Lyman Kugel's
at her.
Beer Garden Tart at her.
I like that. Wonderful. Frank, it's your turn, bud.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, it's for me. Fantastical.
Key. Out of these four.
Yes, sir. Anal.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Out of these four, which one would you not want to drink?
Seriously? That's a tough fucking one. All the beers.
Why, yeah.
All right. If I had to go with the beer I did not want to drink again ever in life. Shit, you fucking got me here, dude. You got my balls in the vice. Shit, they're all equally interesting. All right. I'm going to go with the Sunshine Pilsner.
Okay.
The reason being is it is a Pilsner and it has some great properties to it.
Right.
But it overall, as far as, you know, me with my complexity and my palate and the way my weird palate works, I literally think the Sunshine Pilsner doesn't stack up to the flavor profiles of tonight's beer.
Okay.
Based upon just my experience of just flavor profile.
Right.
And since you fucking stuck me with a hard one, bastard. All right, so here we go.
Yep.
All right, Bernadette, I got this for you. You ready? All right, can I get a little bit elaborate and creepy?
Sure.
Fair enough.
This is all right. You.
This is the, so you're getting married to the man of your dreams. Okay. Picture him now. Doesn't matter who he is. Whatever in your mind makes this dude hot, personality, doesn't matter. He's hot. You're getting married. You're walking down the aisle. You say you do. You get to the hotel room, motel, trailer park, wherever the fuck you're going to get your honeymoon on.
Hotel, motel, right. Holiday Inn.
Right, right. And you're like, whatever you want, baby. It's your honeymoon. You're ready to please your man.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all these bottles sitting here in cans and these beers, if he said, I want you to take this beer and shove it in your ass, but you love them, out of all these beers here, and it has to be opened and the liquid has to fill up, which one of these beers are you going to be like, yes, I will do that for you?
Okay, so the Slow Down Brown, but it has to be in a glass bottle because I'm not shoving this giant...
Nope, you got to take it as what you
no.
see. Then I guess you don't love him as
so
much.
So this one, because it's the smallest.
Which is that one?
Nom Nom.
So you're going to take the Nom Nom.
Nom Nom.
And fill you up with that, and he'll be the happiest dude ever.
Sure.
Fair enough.
Happy.
All right, so here we go, guys. Me and Frank now each have one question left. So, Miss Bernadette, you're going to ask one of us, and then that's it for the last of it. So what do you have for us? Who are you asking the next question to? We make up some shit, though.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you since I already asked it.
All right. Anal.
No.
Well done.
Okay, no anal.
How
okay.
is every guy?
Because women like you say no to it, so of course our obsession is retarded.
Okay, since you said that. Why?
No, come on. It has to do with beer. These four beers. Your question must go with these four beers.
Okay. Okay. So your woman tells you yes, anal.
Okay.
But you have to give up one of these for life.
Oh shit.
What do you do?
If I had to give up one for life?
To get fun.
All right. Yeah. I'll give up the Lion Kugel's beer tart.
Okay.
Now, see earlier I was against the Trobe Sunshine Pilsner. Sometimes. I would need a simple beer every once in a while, like a nice cold beer. So I'm going to give up the tart because as far as Berliner Weissens go, I could do without that. I really could because I have the propagation beer all for the rest of my life, so yep. I'm good with that. All right, Frank, last question of the night. Are you ready, bud? Mm-hmm. All right, out of all four of these beers right here, right now,
yeah.
If you can get this dehydrated and you can fucking snort this shit in the fattest rail ever, no, I take that back. Can I retract that?
Sure.
If one of these beers could be a hit of acid, which one would it be?
The Nom Nom.
And why would you want the Nom Nom as a hit of acid?
Just because the smell is sweet. It had a semi-sweet beginning. It wasn't as sweet as I wanted it to be, but I think that would probably be delightful. Wonderful.
All right, guys, so we're going to get out of here. We want to thank each and every one of you guys for hanging out with us. We want to thank the live audience from Periscope to watch us. We want to say thank you, Periscope, for watching us. We want to thank ChillLoverRadio.net for allowing us to be a bunch of dicks, douches, and cunts, and allow us to be ourselves on this air show. Anal, whatever.
Right.
We want to thank Miss Bernadette for being here and not calling the cops. Now, the only reason why she can't call the cops, ladies and gentlemen, is because we have her phone. And I want to thank you, Frank, for hanging out with me, man. It always was a pleasure. And guys, even though this show is ending here, check us out. At the end of every podcast that we do live, we jump on Periscope, and our username is @OBSBeers, and we do a live comedy show called Shenanigans, one of our most popular beer shows out there on the planet. So where we literally will treat you like shit. Ever heard of Dick's Last Resort? Come hang out with OBS Beers on Shenanigans. We'll make sure that you fucking go back to, like, your Lord and Savior and go, oh, Lord, I've seen. And we'll make sure you get right back on the right path. And with that said, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
And may the beer be with you.
And may your bottle be filled with beer.
God damn it, I love you.
I got it.
You got
it. Holy crap.
All right, guys. We'll check you guys next week, and thank you.
Yeah. See ya.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.